Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Great to have a chat with Glenn Walker from the RAC, home claims manager. RAC is urging us to take precautions around our homes this winter. We are into the final month of winter. There's been a spike in home fires in the past month. It has devastated properties and it's caused more than $1.2 million in damage. And Glenn Walker from the RAC, there's been five house fires that have been catastrophic.
Yes, good morning, Terry. Yes, exactly right. We have seen a surge in house fires through the month of June. So we're certainly urging West Australians to take care around the home so that we can prevent these fires.
Where are these fires occurring? Are they in urban areas or out in rural parts?
Well, the five large fires that we had during June were certainly in the metropolitan area, with the furthest south being down in Falcon. But that doesn't say that we don't get fires in regional areas. And I do know that we've had some serious fires in Caliberran and Bunbury as well.
You're urging people to take precautions there. We are into the final month, but still it does get chilly and does get a little bit wet during September, early October. So winter's going to be with us for a little time to come. What are some of the precautions people can take out there?
Well, particularly what we know is that in the winter months, as you said, it's getting cooler. So out come the old electric blankets. And we'd encourage people that, don't keep an electric blanket for, sort of years and years and years, because these things do have a habit of malfunctioning and causing fires. And in fact, very recently in the Perth metro area, there was a home with the top story destroyed because of a faulty electric blanket. So if in doubt, replace the electric blanket. And then the other thing is that, we tend to use heaters to dry clothing. Again, just to be very, very careful not to have clothing or anything you're drying too close to, to heaters or whatever. Again, a very serious fire hazard.
And when it comes to setting up equipment, always use qualified tradespeople, because there has been a number of faults reported.
Well, that's right, Terry. So what we do know is halogen downlights that are installed with blow-in roof insulation can be a problem. So these halogen downlights, not LED downlights, get very, very hot. They have a transformer associated with them in the roof space. They do get very, very hot, and unless they're shrouded from blow-in insulation, then you run the risk of the insulation overheating and catching fire and starting a fire in the roof. And indeed, we've seen examples of that recently as well.
And Glenn, last but certainly not least, people out there, homeowners, should check their level of insurance cover to make sure that if something does happen, that they're going to be okay.
Well, that's exactly right. So the Insurance Council of Australia did some research and it found that up to 80% of homeowners may be underinsured. We'd encourage people to make sure that you have the adequate level of insurance because we don't want you finding out that you're underinsured when it's all too late.
All right, great advice there. Glenn Walker from the RAC, Home Claims Manager, thank you so much for giving us some advice as we get through the last little bits of winter 2018.
My pleasure. All the best, Terry.
And for the first time on the show, we're catching up with Mark McCrindle from McCrindle Researchers. You may have seen him on various TV appearances over the journey, but we've got him here on Triple M as well. Good to have you along, Mark.
Great to be with you, Terry.
Mark, you no stranger to Triple M here in the Wheatbelt, because you did a segment a couple of years ago, but we've got you back today because we want to talk about housework inequality.
It's quite interesting. This is from the HILDA data, which comes out of the University of Melbourne, and they track each year, how we spend our time, how we spend our money, and how we're going economically. And it's quite fascinating looking at men and women when it comes to both paid work and unpaid work. And the basic bottom line of it is that men haven't really been increasing their domestic chores, their time on housework, even though women have been massively increasing their participation in the paid workforce over the last 20 years.
Women on average are doing 7 more hours of housework a week than men.
Exactly. And what's amazing is that, if you look at households where both couples are working, the male and the female are working, and indeed couples with children, you find that now we've got women that are working outside the home, but they're still doing more work inside the home, and particularly on the child-rearing chores. If you look at households even where women are the majority earners, The reality is they're still doing more domestic work, both child rearing and domestic chores, than the men. So it seems that whatever the combination, we still have this view that the housework is the woman's role and the earnings is the male's role, and those stereotypes are hard to shake.
What about single parent households where there's only a male or there's only a female? With the housework that's being generated in those households, is that bringing the numbers up?
Yeah, it is a little bit. And it seems that overall, compared to last time's results, the total, women are doing slightly less. Men haven't picked up that gap. So overall, per household, we're actually doing less housework than we were in the last study. And what this tells us is that we're outsourcing some of that. People are paying cleaners. Maybe the robotic vacuum cleaners or other tasks are making it a bit easy. But as for that unpaid work gap between women and men, men haven't quite closed the gap. Meanwhile, on the paid work side, women are slowly closing that gap and doing more paid work outside the home. So it's the inequality of work. Men have picked up the work on the child rearing duties and so are closing that gap a little bit more effectively. And men do more outside of the homework, particularly the unpaid gardening work, the yard work, than women. But that's a small part of all of the unpaid work around the house.
And Mark McCrindle from McCrindle Research is first time we're having a chat here on Triple M. We find you here in WA. You're down in Perth today doing a presentation at the Convention and Exhibition Centre.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking to the WA Local Governments Association, so all those local governments around this big state, just looking at some of the demographic and social trends transforming communities in Western Australia.
Always great to have a chat. Mark McCrindle from McCrindle Research has some great info on their website, mcrindle.com.au. Enjoy your time here in WA.
Yeah, will do. Thanks a lot, Terry. Take care.
There's no stranger, the Triple M is back with us. Quinny, good morning.
Mate, how are you going?
I'm very good. What are we, 4 days in and yeah. Still going, still here.
And you still like it, mate. That's amazing in the Apple Valley. That's amazing, mate. 4 days. You've got used to the cold because you come from Albany, mate, so you might be used to this sort of chilly weather.
Well, down there it's cold, windy, and the rain comes from all directions. So, I'm pretty conditioned to this.
Oh, that's right. And you come for a good week, mate. This is sort of one of the better weeks in town at the moment with Avon Ascent coming up tomorrow and Saturday. Yeah, you've come at the right time.
I absolutely have come at the right time because we've got the festival tomorrow happening from around about 3 o'clock. I believe there's going to be some fireworks tomorrow night as well. So that'll really get people in the mood.
Yeah, well, let's just hope the rain holds off because there's a fair bit of rain happening around the traps at the moment, which is good for all the farmers out there. Hopefully it holds off for the big street parade in the early evening, and then you've got the festivities down at Bernard Park and associated places, and then the fireworks, so it'll be a great night out and about at the moment. So let's pray the rain's not there.
Yeah, and I was speaking to one of the organisers of the Avon Descent this year, and he was saying that the conditions are just about spot on for this year.
Yeah, oh, there's plenty of water, mate. They'll be fast and furious. It's always good. The power boats just sort of, they just stream over the weir down there, and then all the paddlers take off a little bit later, and it's just an excellent sort of morning. And then if people are really keen, they can follow it up with 2J, go over to 2J for the afternoon. They've got a big festival over there, and it's just a great time to be following the weir down. We're only a couple of years away from the 50-year celebrations as well, so I look forward to that in a few more years. So plenty of people there. You can get a sausage sizzle or a burger down there on Saturday morning down there. I know the Northern Toy Library are cooking a sausage sizzle down by the bridge Saturday morning, so if you're hungry, and I'm sure places we open to get a coffee as well, so you just need to rug up, that's all. Cheer them over the weir, because these people have put a lot of hard work and effort into the year to get themselves out. A couple of local crews are in the power boats as well, Terry, so we'll follow them with interest as well.
Quinny, have you ever had a shot at the Avon Descent?
It's always been one of my goals, mate, but I've been too chicken. I actually bought a kayak a few years ago when it was a surf ski, and I got it, and I bought it off Bruce Devereux from CADS and that sort of stuff. Took it down to Lake Lashinoldia, and I think I lasted 20 minutes trying to get my balance on it, and I sold it about a week later, mate. So it wasn't my go. It's very hard to do. Those blokes that sit on those boards and paddle for 2 days, good luck to them, eh? The power boats probably see me go. I think they're a bit safer as well at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for the Avon Descent. I've heard a lot about it over the years. I've seen the vision on TV, but nothing like being there, is there?
No, it's nothing like being there. It's great. And Sunday, go down to the river as well. If your people are getting keen, they finish off at Maylands and that sort of stuff. The organisation is first class. And I just want to thank all the volunteers, all the people that get out in their four-wheel drive clubs, follow their boats down, all the first aiders, anyone that's helping out there, they do a tremendous job. And that's sort of what makes it so successful, is the people that put their hands up to volunteer territory.
Bon Jovi, this house is not for sale. 2018 Australian Tour, this December. Tickets on sale now. Ticketek.com.au. Get ready!
Bon Jovi Oki, we're having a lot of fun with it. TripleM.com.au. You need to sign up as a club member. It's absolutely free to join. Thayer from Northam has done exactly that. Thayer, tell us about your Bon Jovi karaoke memory.
Belting out Blaze of Glory.
Where did you do that?
It was just at a barbecue. Bit impromptu.
There you go. How big was the crowd?
It was probably about 12 there, I think. It was big enough for me, that's for sure.
Well, this is an even bigger crowd. We're going to share your singing with the entire Central Wheatbelt. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Well, speaking of Blaze of Glory, good news. That's the one we've got today. So you've got to finish the next line for me. Are you ready?
Oh, I hope so.
Here we go. I've seen a child
down.
I've seen a
dying face. Down in a blaze of glory.
Let's have a listen. Well done. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm wrapped.
You're on the standby list to see Bon Jovi in Sydney, Melbourne or Brisbane later on this year.
You're a legend. Thank you very much.
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, Triple M.
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, thanks to Middleton Accountants on Triple M. Your jackpot for Thursday is $460. So give us a call if you want to have a guess. 13 27 10. You need to tell us what this is and where you can find it. It is something that has been recorded in the Wheat Belt. It's nothing to do with stationery, and it's something you'll find perhaps if you're doing a bit of travelling. Pat's on 13 27 10. What do you reckon, Pat?
Would it be the pedestrian button on the said traffic lights, Fitzgerald and Peel Street?
Pedestrian button on the traffic lights on the corner of Fitzgerald Street and Peel Terrace. Yeah, there's only one set of lights in the entire Wheat Belt, isn't there?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Pat, that's not it.
Oh, bugger.
Sorry, Pat.
No worries.
How's your Thursday travelling?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm still in bed. Too cold to get out.
Oh,